Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
What should really scare Americans is when politicians very clearly state that violating the law is okay if it's done for a good cause. This is not something that is alluded to or where the politician dances around the issue, but a very direct statement that no matter how questionable or how outright illegal, it's just fine if the intentions are for the good. Robert Francis, you can call him Beto O'Rourke, has come out for grabbing your guns regardless of the outcome. First, O'Rourke insisted that if possession of AR-15s were banned, whether through a law passed by Congress or by executive action, American gun owners will do the right thing by turning in their firearms. All this is under his own gun control plan. When asked what he would do if somehow American gun owners didn't do the right thing and turn in their guns, police would go door to door to confiscate their AR-15s. When MSNBC morning host Joe Scarborough asked him how he would get AR-15s out of the hands of Americans unwilling to give them up, O'Rourke said, quote, "There have to be consequences. I think there would be a visit by law enforcement to recover the firearm and to make sure that it is purchased, bought back, so that it cannot potentially be used against somebody else," end of quote. O'Rourke must be concerned that a law-abiding citizen might be laying in wait to use that weapon against some unnamed human being, the same law-abiding citizen who legally owns that weapon for either hunting or to protect his or her home and family. But we all know that the person with a mass murder mentality would have no problem with turning in any weapon that would kill another person. What we're talking about here is pure and simple confiscation. Forget the Second Amendment. If the intentions are good, why not go the full route? Or, as they say, the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. One can only imagine the scenario where the police or military shows up at someone's home to say they are there to buy back the AR-15. The homeowner responds that it was never purchased from the government and they choose to not surrender the weapon. Yes, one can only imagine that scenario. Then take the case of the Rhode Island city official who agreed that breaking the law to further the city official's political point of view was very cool. Providence City Councilor Catherine Kerwin said that those who vandalized the local Christopher Columbus statue actually created a real healthy dialogue in Providence. She said that she doesn't know who was responsible for the vandalism, but that I stand with them. So while the comments by the Providence City Councilor do not rise to the potential violent outcome of O'Rourke's willingness to turn American against American, the politician in both of them is willing to support basic legal actions if those actions are done for the right reason. This is something that should be of concern to every American, left or right, Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative. Because if these things are taken to their logical conclusions, and some people might rejoice in having their political positions reinforced, the next abrogation of our rights, or what we happen to believe could be the right thing, would be the goring of our own ox. In other words, if you give the okay for illegal actions to be brought against your political enemies, illegal actions could very well be brought against you when your political adversaries are in power. Standing up for the rights of all is a two-way street. As Americans, we are fortunate to have the Constitution we have, and that is something we should never forget. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.